we are pro entrepreneurship and the catalyst for business funding. With more than 40 years in the industry, we have a sincere passion for people. In the same amount of time it takes you to drink a Bellini, we'll share tips, tricks, and best practices for funding your business dreams. Cheers. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another fantastic episode of Bellinis with Benetrends, where we have conversations on funding and partnerships alike in less than 5 minutes, because that's probably how long it takes you to drink a Bellini while you're at the franchise hotel bar. I'm Allie Krause, your host, and today I'm here with someone who has been a regular on the show at this point, Anthony Bird from our SBA team. Welcome, Anthony. So excited to have you today.
Thanks, Allie. Always happy to be here.
Anthony, I want to talk specifically about emerging brands today. We absolutely love being the preferred vendor of the IFA. Both you and I serve on IFA committees, yourself specifically with emerging brands. We also work really closely with the incredible team at SMB, and we just love our emerging brands. We also love our emerging brands conference. And so I want to take a moment to really dig down deep into the importance of a funding partner like Benetrends being readily available for these brands that are building out their vendor lists, looking for support for their franchisees early on in their process, and kind of where Benetrends comes in and how we play into that. So kick us off. Talk about emerging brands, your experience, and why it's so important that we really get in at the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have such a strong passion for these emerging brands and what they're looking to do and achieve. And we want to be that partner that helps them achieve that success. And so when we can come in early with an emerging brand and provide that funding guidance as they're really starting to ramp up their franchise sales process, it's so crucially important going through the FDD, making sure that that FDD is going to be lender compliant, that a bank won't have issues with it, finding banks that are okay with emerging brands. We've ran into so many situations where a franchisee will go out and try and get to their local bank, and that bank will say, yeah, we don't have that franchise here. We're not going to fund them. Mm-hmm. That's a horror story. We don't want anybody to have to deal with that. And so we've set aside specific lenders to come out there and to be able to help fund franchisees. We're so proud to say our statistic last year, we did 14 first franchisees of brand new franchise systems.
There is nothing, I got to pause you, because there is just nothing more special than that. Absolutely. Like the way a franchisor responds and feels to that first franchisee. So to know that, like, I have little literal goosebumps right now. So thank you for sharing that, Anthony. Very cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, we love our emerging brands.
So let's talk about our friends a little bit over at FranData. Love working with FranData. We support each other along the way. Everyone has the same end goal in mind. Talk to me and our listeners a little bit about how we partner with FranData to make sure that we are supporting the emerging franchisors that, like you just gave the example of, the local bank you walk into down the street may not know who they are.
Exactly. Yeah, FranData has really partnered with Benetrends to roll out their franchise eligibility certificate. And this certificate is a key piece of crucial paper, if you will, that we need for our lenders. The SBA eliminated their SBA directory as of May 11, 2023. And when that happened, that left the bank standing there, scratching their head, saying, well, what are we going to do with these emerging franchisors that weren't even a franchise a year ago?
Right.
How do we get them to get an SBA loan? Well, FranData now will come in and create this certificate that's going to do everything that the SBA did and literally certify a franchise that they can achieve SBA financing and meet all of the SBA rules, regulations, and guidelines in order to get a lender to give their franchisee a loan. Mm-hmm. And so in Benetrends, having this partnership with FranData, specifically in emerging brands, it allows us to come in and achieve SBA financing in a more expeditious form and fashion than we would if we didn't have the certificate at our disposal.
Yeah, I love that. And so I'm going to switch gears a little bit, because something I hear frequently is that Not everybody, one size doesn't fit all, right? So I think it's a concern of some emerging brands that if they're only going to do one deal a year or potentially not even have their first franchisee for 6 months to a year, how does that affect our working relationship with the emerging brands out there, and what can they expect?
Not at all. Whether we're doing one deal a year or 50 deals a year, our team is here to support you no matter what in every single step of the way. I'm here as a phone call away. If you have a question, you want to talk about something, we're here to be a partner and a true partner, and it does not matter. Size does not matter.
Yeah, I love that. I know that's something special about Benetrends. We are very fortunate to have 42 years of experience under our belt, but also a pretty large infrastructure here that can support the smallest and the largest of brands. So, and that's another reason why we love working with emerging brands. It's so fun to see these new brands get kicked off the ground, come through lots of our franchise friends like SMB, or going through the IFA's Emerging Conference where you're learning how to build those vendor lists. And so that opportunity to be part of that vendor list is just so invigorating to us that I know it's one of my personal favorite things we do. Anything additional that you can add, maybe about the process of discovery calls and how it does take a little bit more time and love to bring in the new brand when it's the first time you've worked with them, especially for our business plans. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm so proud to say that Benetrends is the only funding company that has an in-house business plan department. And part of that in-house business plan department is working with franchisors directly. While we put these business plans together for our lenders, it's important that we know and understand the story of the franchisor. How did it come to be? Who started it? Where is it going? What's that plan look like? We want to know these brands and speak to these brands as well as you do. And putting that down on paper is a crucial piece of information for the lender. And so taking these brands through these discovery calls is a huge favorite of mine because we get to learn and love these brands just as much as the founders do. And it's a great way for our team to tell a story to a bank.
I love that so much. Thank you, Anthony. If there are emerging brands out there that haven't maybe yet started working with Benetrends, how can they quickly and easily get a hold of you personally?
Absolutely. You can always shoot me a quick phone call, 818-251-1343, or an email at abird@benetrends.com, abyrd@benetrends.com. Looking forward to working with you all.
Thank you, Anthony. And I know you are also active on LinkedIn. So I always love to tell our listeners you can find Anthony Bird, or Ali Krause on LinkedIn. You can also follow us on benetrends.com or any of our social channels. Anthony, thank you again for podcasting with us today.
Thanks, Ali.